Vamos a ver, estamos ahora con esto. The fourth or fifth session of our connection, the higher connection seminar. Maybe today will be the most interesting day. I can see you are all very rested and energetic and ready for the experiment. We will just start with Jayanara Madhava.
Yeah.
down. I am happy and I am sad. Happy because we will slowly come to the high point of our higher connection seminar. And sad because tomorrow will be our last session. Also, I have been informed that several of our devotees have to leave after this seminar. So, let us again bring the subject matter of the higher connection to our full attention by quoting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you. Even if they were endowed with a prolonged lifetime of Brahma, for you appear in two features. You can be thankful to Krishna because he appears in two features. Externally as the Acharya and internally as the Super Soul. You appear in these forms to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. Krishna, in other words, comes as the pure devotee in whose heart he travels, like Srila Prabhupada. And also, he comes directly in the heart of all of us as the Super Soul. So, enlighten us. But we have to sharpen our ears. We have to sharpen our ears to hear the message of Srila Prabhupada in our lives. And we have to also sharpen our ears to hear the Super Soul. What do you think can you do to sharpen your ears to hear that blast, that voice of the Super Soul within the heart? Bhajan machen? Bhajan? Mantra chanting? Control the mind? Japa, these things are always right. So also in this case, they are not wrong. Sincerely praying. Prabhupada once said, the only thing which is necessary to become empowered by the Lord in the heart is eagerness. You need to want to know, Krishna, please give me a sign. I want to now make a little exercise with you, which we will put for you on the table. Please take your pieces of paper and your pens and have them ready. This exercise is a tricky exercise in reaching the line. When you do it, there are three possibilities. You can hear inside your heart the Super Soul, your own intuition, or your mind. But in any case, this exercise will help you to sharpen your ears. I wish you to start the exercise, and please look on the paper, to think about a person in your life who has inspired you. Give his name. The person who inspires you most or has inspired you most. you could write down the name of an old friend, or maybe a person who was an ideal in your life, idol. How do you say idol? Idolski, yes. Think for a moment. Someone who has inspired you.
Does this person need to be alive?
Yes, good question. This person does not necessarily to be with us. It can be a person from the past, like Napoleon, for instance. Or Vinca and Alexander. Think very deeply. Yeah, really, as a person who has been so inspiring that maybe you even changed your life. Okay? You can also write the name of two people. When I made this exercise, I wrote down the name of a very, very spiritual person, but I also wrote down the name of Mick Jagger from one popular music band, because he had inspired me and I had changed my life. You can also write the name of your wife or your mush. But it should be sincere. This, then up. Can I go on? If you don't have the name ready, no problem. It's on the table there, and you can look it up later. One A is. Note the qualities of this person or these persons which inspired you to do the same or become the same as these persons. Maybe I have an idea. My dear devotees, please just let us go through the questions, because you need some time, and if I always talk, then you can't really listen to what comes from within. The next question, number two, is write down an urgent question you would like to ask these persons. Let me say, I will ask a question to Mick Jagger. Do you really believe that rock and roll is important for the development of the human mind? And second, are you really enthusiastic, or are you just playing a false role? This is an urgent question which I had as a child. I think you notice I'm taking an example which most probably you won't write down. There's a good reason, because I do not want to influence you in any way. The last exercise is go deep inside of you and see what the answer of this person is to your question, and write it down. May I ask, is this exercise clear? Yes. First we note down the name of a person which deeply inspired us, then underneath it we write down the qualities, maybe his enthusiasm or his determination. The next is we write down a urgent question. It's a question which really comes to our mind. And the third thing is we think, or we listen, better like this, we listen deeply inside and try to hear this person answering. This is an exercise to sharpen your ears, to bring you in contact with your intuition, maybe with the super soul. Remember, it must be an urgent question, not just some Look at impression. We will take 7 to 10 minutes for this exercise. The wife of our sound technician is coming. You can speak in Croatian.
I was
inspired.
No, you can just speak.
I was inspired.
Speak in
Croatian.
Speak
in Croatian.
Kao prvo inspirirala moja pravota. Kao drugo džumajno. Postoje pitanje tim osobama. Prvo baki, zašto se promijenila religija? Drugo, džumajno, zašto si izašao i poslušao ženu sa lekcije šla pravota? Učio mi kad se je bronče gotovo, baki. Baki je otvorio kao, ja nisam bila sretna tamo gdje sam bila prije. Zato se pušte nam prema pa ušla u Igorica. Joe Lennon, odlašio sam se odgovornosti da ću do kraja života morati živjeti u celibatu. Odlike osoba koje su demokrate vaga, usrajna, ponizna, uvijek na usluzi, vjerna. Joe Lennon da reži. Prabake, ustrajna, ponizna, uvijek na uslugu, vjerna.
Yes. Thank you very much. It's not very spiritual, but from the heart, yes. Hare Krishna. Maybe you are a little tired or a little Croatian. Usually devotees with whom I'm doing this are very, they sometimes have very deep experiences. Prabhupada, they often mention the name of Prabhupada, and they have a very deep version of Prabhupada. And after this exercise, they almost feel the answer of Srila Prabhupada, giving them an answer. And they feel this was from arranged by the Lord in the heart. We will give one more, Upananda, or Upananda, Upananda. Just speak in Croatian. Govindananda is a good simultaneous translator.
Ja sam postao pitanje dvijema osobama, jednom duhom učite, šila sam ih prišli s nami, ljudi su se pristup, na neki način dobro da nije. Postao sam dva pitanja, jednom ću reći javno, a drugom ću ostati na dvijem. Jedno pitanje sam postao sada u Vrindavanu, jedan osob isto. Da li nas Šrila Prabhupada može dovesti u duhovni svijet? U mom srcu, pitao sam Paramatmu koji personalno se odnosim svom guru. Meditiram našem mog guru, ali Paramatmu odgovara. Da li nas, znači porodicu i mene, odnosno i druge bakte, može dovesti do tom svijetu. Sada ja inače imam više načina komunikacije s Paramatmom, ali sam sad rekao samo da se rastvorio kanal koji mogu vidjeti. Odgovor je bio da. I ne smijem pustiti da počneš prekolivati, a onda dolazi drugi. Znači, moje iskustvo inače s Paramatmom, ako dobimo onaj odgovor koji dobimo prvi, bez ikakvog razmišljanja, onda to je najčešće istina. Ako pustimo da nešto špekuliramo, onda može dolaziti do lige um.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
When we seem to have received answers from the Super Soul, it is always good to check a little bit in our life. With the help of the spiritual master, his writings, his lectures, check with the help of scriptures, and check with the help of other devotees. Prabhupada once wrote, the Paramatma, the Super Soul, is sitting within your heart along with you. And as soon as by the instruction of the scripture and direction of the spiritual master you begin sincerely something, the Paramatma from within you, he'll speak, "Yes, now you are right." Wait for this confirmation. When you do something under the direction of the scripture or the spiritual master, and you sincerely do it, you can feel, "Yes, Bhakta Zeman, you are right. Now you are right." Have you ever felt this voice, that you did something sincerely and Krishna in the heart said to you, "Now you are right"? Yes. Yes, sometimes. Good. Something is there. I would like to now do a little meditational journey with all of us. Who of you has ever meditated?
Da li neko među vama ikada meditirao?
The rest of you, I may ask, what do you do in the morning between
you get up? Što radite jutro prije
između vremena što
ustanete i dok jedete?
But do you meditate?
Da li meditirate doista?
Or do you just sit and move your legs, the lips and most important, the legs? Meditation is very important for spiritual life. It is called smaranam. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. It's the third of nine devotional practices. And I thought, because we should learn a little bit how to meditate, that I will now take you on a guided meditational journey. For this I would ask all of you who are sitting or who are standing to please sit with us, please join us. And when there are a few, yes, this is a very good idea to put some more air in the thing. When there are, maybe we can request someone who is outside to protect the meditational area of our tent. I have done this meditational journey with many devotees in Belgium at one ISKCON convention, so it's bona fide, no one criticized me. But I can rest assured you, it is a little unconventional and very, very interesting. In this guided meditation, I will take you on a journey, and you please follow me for some time. In this meditational journey, it is also important that you listen very carefully to the images which come. I really hope that you will be able to do this journey, because you need to be a little awake and not in the holiday mood. So maybe just to get us ready, I would request all of you to please get up a little and stretch yourself. we need to be awake. Take your hands like this in the Charleston position. Up. If you feel some pain in the neck, this is in the back. This is very good. It will help you to wake up very fast. Then you can fold your hands like this. This is yogic stretching. This is yogic. This is Qigong stretching, by the way. And you do the same thing. You bring your things over the elbow and relax your neck and your shoulders. And if it pains in the back, that means your Qigong meridians are massaged. This is very good. But you should breathe. It looks really like in a kung fu school here. All right, thank you. You can sit down again. Hare Krishna. So, sit down comfortable. And please straighten your spine. Are you really sitting comfortable? Those of you who are outside, Abhinanaji, those who are outside, please, if they are noisy, please tell them for 20 minutes. They need to be very peaceful. We absolutely need peace. And Abhinanaji, if the war starts outside, between Croatia and, well, I don't know who, tell them to stop for 20 minutes. We are meditating. We need peace. Please softly close your eyes.
Nice to see you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. You were really going into it.
I'm
very proud of you.
Promise in the world.
It's an interesting exercise, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Venugopal.
It is because of Venugopal. When I did the first meditation, and we ended when we meditated that we are an eternal soul, Venugopal came after me totally frustrated. I thought you would take us to Vrindavan like you did in Belgium. I had heard the tapes. And then he started to tell me. Now we can turn the camera. Today I want to just go through to one more point, but first I want a little feedback, I'm sorry. Can I hear a little bit from you? What did you experience? Please tell us.
I experienced I'm not fit enough to come really deep in Paisao's shrine. I think to help me to do it more often. And then I can really come to I like it very much. And I think I'm supposed to do it more often.
Yes. What Dago has said is true. When we are living a life where we don't contemplate, when we don't, when we are not accustomed to meditate, it's very difficult. But if you next time you do it, it will be easier. Any other, Amina?
Mountains,
yes. And then I was trying to learn mountains, but then I was having to do the soil. Someone help me, the reason why this happens, what Amina said, is because guided meditations are very limited. Because you have your own pictures which start coming, and then I'm coming with my other pictures, and then you have to follow, you know, and then it's, where am I now? in Sashimanand Swami's world or in my world? This is the problem with guided meditations. But did at least some pictures come? Temple came. Good, that's the main thing. Did Krishna tell something to you? Let me ask our Brahmana Jana Jamadi. Nothing. Who heard something? The singing of prayer of all persons. But I don't want to tell. I can understand. Do you think this might be helpful for your spiritual life, what you know? Yes. We had our Vaishnava traditions. Have one meditation where we invite Lord Krishna to take place on the throne in the altar of our heart. Pujaris also meditate before they do their puja about a beautiful scene in Vrindavan where there is a tree under which Lord Krishna is. I think we should make Virachandra a little softer because we can hear him. There are several meditations which come, but our main meditation which Prabhupada gave us is the sound of the holy name. I want to now give you another point and then end. A nice meditation which you can do every day, which Prabhupada has given us. I call this the ritual. The ritual is a bridge between the ordinary life and the spiritual life. For instance, every morning you go before the deity and you greet him. You sing the Govindam prayers and you meditate about the meanings of the prayers. I have the feeling, although I like to hear the Chanda very much, but it is a little loud. Yes, we can make it a little softer. This is something you meditate about. Or when you sing the prayers, you're supposed to meditate about them. In the morning, Sang Sarada Vanadalida Loka O Tranaya Karuna Gana Gana Atma Pratasya Karyana Guna Navasya
can see the material existence is like a fire, like a forest on fire, and you are in the midst of it. And then the mercy of your guru comes like a rain cloud and extinguishes the fire. Don't just sing without meditating about the meaning. Then it's not so powerful. This meditation is something which we do. I want to now a little bit shake you up. You don't meditate enough. You just use your body. Automitska, automitska, automitska. This is not Dukhanya Jivat, spiritual life. Devotee means the mind. Must be active. See, in Buddhist, there are these prayer beads. And they think, the simple Buddhist thing, they will please Lord Buddha. But the real Buddhistic teachers know only if the consciousness is involved, the mind, then some spiritual benefit is there. In the same way in the Hare Krishna movement, there are some teeth and a tongue, and goes Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And some Hare Krishna people think this is spiritual life. But the mind must be there. In every spiritual practice, if there is not the free conscious decision to involve yourself, it won't work so deep. Of course, there is a little benefit in doing things mechanically. But you will not advance enough if you don't go deep with your mind. Tomorrow, we will hear about an excellent practice which can help you go deep by going. This exercise can help you go deep by just going. It's a going on pilgrimage, an ancient method to get answers. Then tomorrow we will hear about the impressive power of prayers, and then we will round up our seminar by giving you a 5-step process which can help you to bring what you have learned in your spiritual life into your practical day. At 10:30 we will meet, and we will end our seminars with a step-by-step process which can help you to use what you have learned in your daily life and change your life. I'm very happy that this went. All right, I know that it's difficult, and I did this the first time, this meditation journey. I thought, my temple looks different. My Krishna looks different. And there are so many more on the altar. And I learned it's all right. So, I want to thank you very, very much. We will now have a little time for questions, and I will try to give some good answers. Thank you very, very much for going with me here. I was not sure if this would work with the translation and with the summer air, but you were doing all right. Yes, what about our note? You should look at it sometimes. Many times in our lives we get caught up in what is not so important, but what just needs to be done at this particular moment. It's very important for a devotee to sometimes think,
of what is important. Life races by so fast. You will tomorrow drive in a fast car back to Zagreb, then you have to go to your apartment, then you have to clean it, then you have to sleep, then you have to do something to get them over. Then, oh, you forgot to go to the temple, it would be nice to go to the temple, and oh yeah, devotion is service, and life goes so fast. If you don't concentrate on what is important in your life, it will never get done. So the note, the purpose of this journey was to bring you in the presence of Krishna, and then before Krishna to ask what is important, what is your deepest desire, and then do about it, do this. I learned this in my own life. I personally think, see, those who watch me, I'm from morning till evening talking with devotees. It takes so much energy, I cannot rest, there's so much surrender. So listen to everyone as good as you can. The summer camp has flown by like this. My whole month and year has flown by like this. I don't know where it went. I know only I was in far out places, but I've forgotten them. It was so fast. If I don't concentrate in my life on what is important, I might cheat myself. I might just go, Vikas Parasol. For 6 feet. You must know what is important and then do it. It can happen in a spiritual movement also that you are so caught up with so many things and you never do what you came for, that is to develop your Krishna consciousness. Dolores said, you said you can hear three things. I could add a fourth thing. Super soul, intuition, mind, and Maya. Many possibilities. Maybe you hear also your next person snoring next to you. But Dolores wanted to know the difference between super soul and mind. You see, the voice of the super soul is usually telling you what is right and what is wrong. The mind, and it never changes, it stays. But you wanted to know what is the difference between super soul and intuition. It's just like it's a difference between the person and the voice of the person. But some of our intuitions are not necessarily coming from the super soul. Can come from a little monkey on your right shoulder, the mind. He can be a nice monkey also. He always remains a monkey. Thank you.
build philosophy and get completely convinced that this is the truth. So my question is, always sometimes maybe be right, or it is always the principle that the guru, sadhu, shastra is always
the right. Mm-hmm. Да не ти кажа, че това е уж умислено, както и за една душа обръча. И живе се живе с тези, че обръча една душа. Знаете, и каза да често понекад забрава оно, што та една душа каже, ние успало са принципима Гуру Садо и Шастра. Е сега питане, се не добро разумио, дали глас на душа мора увек бити потврджен упутима Садо и Гуру Шастра, или možda iako im protuječi, ona ostaje glas na duši.
Is the sadhu guru shastra always correct or could they also be mistaken? I feel we sometimes have come in conflict with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Most of the time I think it's because we don't understand them deeply. I have seen that someone quotes Prabhupada and he says this. No! You are wrong! Prabhupada says this! No, he says this. Oh. No, this. Then they fight and there are many papers written. Prabhupada Kaja! Nay, Prabhupada Kaja! Most of the time Prabhupada says both and more. So saying that the scriptures in this sense. It is very interesting that sometimes when someone quotes to you Prabhupada Kaja and you just feel very, no, it can't be. This devotee is quoting Prabhupada out of context to take a big iron club and bang it over my soft Serbian head, or German head, or Macedonian head, or Croatian head. Sometimes you're right. Then it's important, when it's a life, a very important decision, to go and really understand. There's something very interesting which I would like to bring to your critical observation. It is interesting because it is extremely controversial. I might get in total problems with your temple president. But see, I'm just saying this, please think about it on your own. There is a monastery called the Franciscan Monastery. Yes, Franciscus of Assisi. Yes, they have an authority structure almost like in our temples. I will tell you one level. It's about their monks, and above them is what is called a superior. So usually you have to follow the order of the superior, just like in our temples we follow the order of the temple commander. But then there is a third rule in the order of the Franciscan monks. All you know, it's like the system, constitution. Third rule, it goes like this. If a superior gives any order to one who's under him, which is against that man's conscience, although he does not obey it, he shall not be dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, usually you have to follow. But if what you hear from your superior is your conscience screams, no, this is not right. This is not right. Then if you don't follow it, they won't kick you out of the monastery. Hare Krishna. Misvite, misvite, misvite. I don't think we have to think about when the temple commander says, sweep here, and then your consciousness is not right. It's morally imperfect. Most probably you are lazy. It's not the voice of the conscience. But there are more difficult issues. It's interesting, isn't it, how they deal with this. In ISKCON we also have some laws that we recognize the dignity of the individual and he cannot be asked to leave if he has not explained himself. It's just somebody doesn't like him. He has not explained the situation amongst mature devotees. So we have something similar. To listen to the voice of the super soul, if we don't do it, other monasteries do it. Prabhupada has instructed us to do it. Very often I hear one voice very clearly when I sleep in the morning at 4, at 5 minutes to 4, I hear, you know, I want the other session, I want this time, sometimes I went to bed, but at 1 o'clock, Yasam Guru, Yasam Sanyasi, I don't need to come. Okay, you know, sometimes it's not also not, I think you know what I want to say. I have stopped to give examples about others, how bad they are. I didn't speak about myself. My system now. Good. Now, yes. It will be very nice to discuss more, but we have a little bit more time, maybe tomorrow. I want to thank you here for coming, and please be so kind to come tomorrow at 10:30 so that we can close the session. All the best to you, and one thing, please be here at 8 o'clock for the pantomime. You will really enjoy it, I can promise you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Mm-hmm.